Okay, today is Daf Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel. What's the Lamed Gimel? Hey, Daf Lamed Gimel. We're Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Okay. Not an easy Daf. So here we go. We started a little late. Hopefully we'll finish because Lamed Beis is very short. Very hard, but it's very short. So here we go. We're up to the fourth line. The fourth line from the bottom on Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Amar Le Rava. We're discussing back and forth what would happen if a bunch of, rove of Klal Yisrael became, so we said like this, we said that if a Metzorah, if the eighth day that a Metzorah is going to become Tahar falls out on Erev Pesach, and then he's also a Valkeri, so he goes to the mikvah for the Valkeri issue, now he's waiting, now he has to go to put his fingers and his toes, sorry. I use it every day. Yeah. Thumbs and his toes into the Shar Nicanor. He's also a Balkari, but he's a Tfolyom for that, because he went to the mikvah. We let him go on. Why? Because the assay of bringing the Korban Pesach, with his courage implications, should outweigh the not assay of a Tfolyom of a Balkari being up there. And then we said, oh, that we allow in that, so it's a very similar thing. Let's say Rov Klal Yisrael is Tameh, and then they also became Zavim. So anyway, they were allowed to bring carbon Pesach because Tuma the Kuya Hutra of the Tzibur. So the fact that they're Zavim is irrelevant. Is that true or not? So Amalei Rava, Adrav Ipsum Mitzav, just the opposite. Mitzorah Heterahu. No, the Mitzorah is allowed to be there. It's a Heter. It's not a Bidyeved for Mitzorah to be up there, to have his toes and his thumbs sprinkled. It's not a bidyeved. It's not a dechuya. That's what the Torah requires. Lahai hishtera. So we're only matter it for the Mitzorah. V'laha lo ishtera. We don't. Who said we matter it for the Valkeri? However, Tuma dechuya. Once we're mastering Tuma, we're mastering Tuma. Malicha dechuya. Malish de dechuya. What's the difference? Why? How many dechuyas do you need? How many reasons do we need that we're going to allow? What's the difference? Says Rava. Mechlal, well, you see from here anyway, that Tarvayu Sviruluhu, that both Abaye and Rava both hold that Tumah Dechuyahu Betzibur. That the Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. Right? In other words, not Hutra, it's only Dechuyah. Based on what they both said, they both came to the same conclusion. Okay, that's irrelevant. Okay. Now, Lema Messiahle, let's prove it. What? You read those three words. What's going on here? So Rashi says, Lema Messiah, let's prove the Lu'ula, the Amar, B.S. Mixas Shmei Bia. That Ula said before that partial entering is considered entering. If I stick just my hand in, it's considered if my whole body's in. Let's prove it that's true. Right? We said already that the fact that the Mitzorah does that is not a riot either way because it's supposed to be. That's a special hat from the Torah. Well, let's bring a riot like this. Now, here's how it works. If we remember this from the pictures, there are. Remember now. There's a. Let me see that picture. There are. Well, not this one. You know what? I don't need the picture. There are 11. You'll tell me. There are 11 Amos. There are 11 Amos. The Ezra's Nashim. After the Ezra's Nashim, comes what? Comes the Shar Nicanor? No. First is the Ezra's Israel. That lasts 11 Amos? What? No. Shar Nicanor is the Hekel. Shar Nicanor is over here. Shar Nicanor is the entrance to Ezra's Israel. Right. Shar Nicanor goes into the Ezras Yisrael. Shar Nicanor are the gates by the round, semicircular steps. That's Shar Nicanor. The Hegel is the building behind the Mizbeach. Positive. So the Shar Nicanor goes into an 11 Amah area called Machne Yisrael. Who's allowed to go in Machne Yisrael? Any Jew? That's Tahar. Who then? You have, it's in that bar there. Then there's a bar. which is a gate. It's not a bar. It's not a bar. It's a staircase. It's three stairs. That goes to the Machne Kuhuna. Okay? That lasts from the steps till the Mizbeah. By the way, that's also 11 amos. Then the area onto the right of the Mizbeah, where those like rings are, that's even deeper in. So from what I understand, if I remember correctly, a kosher Yisrael is allowed to go into the Machne Kuhuna for a reason. Okay? For a reason. For example, smicha. So here we go. Kol ha-smichos shehayu sham, all smichos that take place there, kora alehen ani tekef l'smicha shchita. I say that the shchita has to be done right away after the smicha. Chutz mizu, except for this one. Which one? Says Rashi, shall asher mitzora. Except for the mitzora. Why? Shehaisa b'shar nikinor, because we're way back at the Shar Nicanor now. Because the Mitzorah can't go deeper. Why? Because he's not really tar yet. He's only going to be tar, Rashi says, after the blood of this Mitzorah, of this Ashram, is sprinkled. He's not really tar yet. Yeah, he can stick his toes in and his thumbs. That can't really go in. So, She'ain Mitzorah Yachol Likonis L'Shav. He can't go in Ad Shemizin Aleyah Midam Chatasun Midam HaShavah. Okay? He can't go in. Now, the Iyamrit Bia Mixas Losh may be a, but if Bia Mixas is nothing wrong with that, right? If there's nothing wrong with that, then Lyle Yadei Velismo. Let him go in and do Smicha. You're only sticking his hands in anyway. Says Rashi, Lyle Yadei, it's like almost where the lines get fat. Lyle Yadei Latocha Pesach, let him stick his hands into the Pesach, Velismo, and do Smicha. And let's do the shechita next to the Pesach. Why? There were 10 amos wide. 5 in the northern half, 5 in the southern half. The doorway, the entranceway, was parallel, lined up with the entrance to the Heichal. And we know there's a din that these karbanos have to be shefted in the north. I'll get to the north. He'll stand in a northern angle. He'll do the smicha right there. He'll stick his hands in. Do the smicha right there. He'll do the shechita right there in the tzafon. It's a win-win for everyone. B'yachal lishchal l'ftei tzfono shal pesach tahabel et tzafon. T'kasal kadaitach revihi d'amar kal tzafon hazar kashal shechitas kachem. The entire tzafon is okay. V'af tzafon shebemakom drisas ragle kahanim v'yisraelim. Even in this part of the Edras Kahanim, which Israelim are allowed to be in, if they're there for a reason. They just can't come to take a tour. But if they're there for a reason, they're allowed to be there. What's the reason? Yitzmicha. So let the Mitzorah stick his hands in. Right? He'll lean over. He'll stick his hands in. It's not a full bia. It's only a partial bia. Only his hands. And yet, what do we say? We don't allow that. Why? Because Mixas bia is considered kulo bia. What? So maybe he's even in the Eretz Yisrael, by the way. This could be in the Eretz Yisrael. No, Eretz Yisrael. He's sticking his hands through the Shar Nicanor. Yes. Right. So he's sticking his hands through that to do the smicha. And we'll check right there. So what? Right in the beginning of it. Right in front of it. But at least you can do smicha right next to shechita. Since we don't allow this, obviously a partial entrance is considered a full entrance. Okay? I don't think so. I think only his what's it called? I don't know. Yes, it was named for a second. By the way, there are things. It's a good question. I don't know. Whatever it was called. In other words, what were the Shar Nicanor in the first? The same idea, same status, right? There are things that are called there that are named from the Chashmonaim. which was 150 years before the Beit HaMikdash was 200 years before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And all of a sudden they got a new name. That's not so crazy. Right. Amr of Yosef, Ha'amani. So Rav Yosef says, that's not a raya. That's not a raya. Ha'amani, who is the author of this brisa? It's Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudahi. It's Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. The Amr who said, Miruchak Tzafon. He said that when we say that you have to shecht in the north, that doesn't mean you can stick your shecht right over here at the entrance. That's not what the north means. The north means the north, meaning where those rings are. By the way, that's 22 amas away. Because it's 11 amas of Ezras Yisrael. Another 11 of the Ezras Kohanim. Till you get to that area. That's what we're talking about. Not because, it could be that Bias Mikdash is not considered a Bias. It could be. Why can't the Mitzvah do Smicha? Because you got a Smicha next to over there. Just too far away. Too far away. So the Gemara says, V'levid pish pish. So let's do this. Let's carve out a hole. Let's carve out a hole on the northern wall of the, not the Harabite, the northern wall of the Tazara, of the what? Of the Beit HaMikdash. And we'll let the Mitzorah stick his hands through that wall. Do smicha right there. You see the wall? The wall next to where those rings are by the Mizbeah. Right there where you pen it. We'll make a breach in that wall. Not that wall, the northern wall. No, that wall, right there. We'll make a breach right there. We'll make a hole right there so the Kohen can stick his hands in and do smicha right there. The Mitzorah, I'm sorry, what did I say? The Kohen. No, the Mitzorah can stick his hands, do smicha right there, right by the north. What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says that's impossible. Avayu from Tarvayu, Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem, alai haskil, komalechas hatavnis. In other words, you can't just make up your own wall and your own entrance. It's all done by a cheshbin. It's all done by the Sanhedrin. We learned that. What if they want to make ad space and all that? You can't just make, we'll call about a wall. You can't do that. The question is, why can't you get Sanhedrin to do it? Right? Why can't you get Sanhedrin and we'll get the Kohen Gadol and the Melech? We'll all do it. So, for whatever reason, you can't do it. In theory, that would have been a solution. But you can't do it. Ikka di Amri, Amr of Yosef, Kalasomach Rosho Verubo Machbe. No. Whenever you do smicha, necessarily, you're going to end up having your entire body inside. My time of why? Because kol kocho b'ina. You have to apply smicha with your entire force of your body. Not just, when you give the kids a bracha Friday night, you put your hands on their head. That's not what it means. You push down on the animal. If you push it down on the animal, your whole body's going to fall in. That's what's going to happen. Tell the whole extra. It's not possible. It's not possible. So you can't carve a hole into the wall and put your hands on. That's not going to work. That's not smicha. Okay? Now, good? So, good, very good. Now, my kasavar. So what do we hold over here? E kasavar. Do we hold Smichas Asha Mitzorah Doraita. That's Smichas of the Oraita. And Tekef was Smicha Shchita Doraita. And the din that Smicha and Shchita have to be next to each other is also Doraita. The Lailus of Behedya. What's the problem? Let him do Smicha normal. Derachmana Amar. The Torah is allowing the Mitzorah to be here anyway. So what's the big deal? Right? If everything's Doraita, and we let the Mitzorah have it, so it's a big deal. Let him do it. Right? Let him go into the Azara, like a mensch, and do smicha. He's Tomei. So what? Torah says, you got to do smicha, and the Mitzorah has to do smicha, and smicha has to be next to, what can I tell you? A regular Tomei person? No such dispensation. Exactly. Just like we let the thick hands in, let him come in to do smicha. Can he linger around and spazier and schmooze with the Kahanim? No, he can't do that. Let him do smicha. The Gemara says, "Amar Vade Bar Masna, Gzira Shema Yarve Tipsios." Well, the Gzira will take too long. Right? It'll take too long. Like we know that. Let's say a Kohen is working in the Avodah, and a sheretz, a dead sheretz is there. And he talks to him, it comes time, it happens. It can happen. Elohim, you have to leave the shortest possible route. Well, I'm coming anyway, the Torah is not given to angels. Right? Torah is not given to angels, Elohim. Torah is not given to angels, Torah is given to human beings. So you do your best. So we're afraid he's not going to do his best. Yeah. Yeah, they don't need a GPS, they do anyway. Shiloh, you must be always have. Is technology going to be in the third base on Mikdash? Is the, are the Kohanim going to have cell phones? Are they going to have it? Are the Karbanos going to be done like, you know, with a scanner? And you buy your tickets for the Karbanos? All be some, you know, is that how it's going to be or not? Is it going to be like wait, what? It'll be much more convenient if it does on that way. But I mean, they used to have a special room where they would get a ticket, and they would bring the ticket to the Kohen, and the Kohen would see the ticket, and he would know exactly which carbon, which birds. It's so complicated. Just to make it all simple. We don't know. But Moshiach comes last. Looking forward, exactly. Ikad the Amri, Amr Vazda Bar Masna. Others say like this. Could be, Smichas Asham Mitzor Daraita. No, could be that Smichas Asham is a Daraita. That could be true. However, but take if smicha l'shchita lav doraisa. No, but the din that smicha has to be next to shchita, that's not doraisa. So we can't make such a hetzer for the mitzvah. It's not doraisa. Nesvei, wait a minute. It says in the Torah, in the fourth pasuk of Parshas Vayikra, it says v'samach, right? And in the very next pasuk, it says v'samach yadol rosh ha'ola. The next pasuk says v'shachad et ben abakol of Hashem ma smicha b'tahorin. Just like smicha can only be done by tahor people, right? Shchita b'tahorin. So too shchita can only be done by tahor people. The amrit, and if you want to tell me that it's lav doraisa, then tmei yinami mishkachas lo. Right? Then why can't a tahor person do shchita do smicha? Why not? Right? Right. If this din is only the Rabbanon, if the din of smicha and shchita is not the oraita, but they have to be next to each other, it's only a din the Rabbanon, right? Then why can't a tamei person do not do smicha? Why not? Why not? Yeah. Why not? No. Let him go in. Do it outside. Do it outside. I'm sorry. Do it outside. What's the big deal? The Gemara says El Eipa. Change it around. Smichas Asha Mitzor Lav Doraita. No. The smicha for an Asha Mitzor is not Doraita. But the Tefik, smicha L'shchita Doraita. That is Doraita. Therefore, the Mitzor has no option. Why should the smicha of an Asha Mitzor not be Doraita? So Rashi at the bottom, Rashi, he says, Kosavar, Eino Bechlal Shar Ashamot. The Asha Mitzor is different than every other Asham. Why? Shari Eino Ba'el Lahachshir. There's no kapara. That allows him. It allows him to, I guess, you know, be tahor. It's a different kind of asham. Most ashams come because of a sin. I'm not sure if I did a sin or a few ashams are for mazes, a few things. This asham has nothing to do with that. It's a special thing. The guy's in the Torah. It's part of the purification process. It's a very different kind of asham. So it could be. This asham has different rules. Okay. Now, Ravina Amar comes out of left field. So we just need a 30-second introduction. What's Ravina talking about? We said it yesterday that Ula said in the name of Rish Lakish that Bia B'Mikdash is yes called Bia. Right? Right? Bia B'Mikdash is what Ula said. And we started off today's talk saying, let's prove Ula's right. And we weren't able to prove it. Because we said maybe he's not right. And why can't a Mitzorah do smicha? Other reasons. Either he's going to fall in, there's no, we can't make a hole in the northern wall, all these other things. Right? So, but Ula said yesterday that a partial bia is considered a full bia. We asked a question on that. What about a Mitzorah whose eighth day falls out on Erev Pesach and is also Balkari? And we answered, nah, he's mutter anyway, so it's all mutter. That's what we answered. He's allowed to be there anyway. He's allowed to be there for something else also. Right? Right? In other words, if partial be it considered a bia, how could the Baal Keri stick his hands in? And we answered, well, he's sticking them in because he's a Metzora, so it's okay. That's what we answered. Ravina Amar, Ravina gives a different answer. His answer is, L'inyan Malkus Itmar. When do we say... when did Ula say yesterday that partial bia is considered bia? That's only that you get Malkus. You get Malkus for that. Why? But the idea that partial bia is considered full bia to get kares, that Ula never said. Okay, it's a very, very almost hair splitting. When did Ula say that partial bia is considered full bia? That's only when? That's only to get Malkus. What kind of thing is that? So the Brisker Rav explains, that's no different. The Rambam says, it's usher, there's a law in the Torah to bring Tamei Kalim into the Beis HaMikdash. So the hands are no different than Tamei Kalim. The Tamei hands. That's no different than Tamei Kalim. So if you stick, it's a partial bia, is the equivalent of bringing in Kalim. So for that, you get Malkus. Kares? No, not Kares. You don't get Kares for that. Okay? Okay, fine. Very good. So yesterday we brought a braisa that said that if somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash, they get kares. Isn't that a kash on Ula? So the answer is no, it's not a kash on Ula. Ula never meant to say that a partial bia gets you kares. Doesn't get you kares. It gets you Malkus. What's the risk of it? Makes no sense. The risk of it says it's like bringing in Caleb. You bring in a Kli, the Tame, you get Malkus for that. What are you bringing in Tame things? It's in the Beis HaMikdash. The law of the Torah. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he had another answer. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Le'inyan Tamei Shinaga Bakodesh Itmar. When did Ula say his din that a partial bia is considered a bia? That's only le'inyan tamei shenaga v'kodesh. Only regarding a tamei person that touched kodesh. Itmar. The itmar, tamei shenaga v'kodesh. If a tamei person touched kodesh, Rish Lakish amar loke, Rabbi Yochanan amar ain't a loke. He's up in time. Very easy gemara over here. Very easy. Rish Lakish amar loke. I'm sorry. Tamei shenaga v'kodesh. If a tamei person touches kodesh. Rish Lakish Amar Loke. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. Rish Lakish Amar Loke. Why does Rish Lakish say that you get Malkus? Because it says in the Torah, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tziga. Okay? I'll read you the full pasuk. This pasuk is in Parashat Tazria. The pasuk is talking about a woman who has a baby. Okay? And it's amazing what we're going to do with this pasuk. It says like this. It says, "Ushloshim yom." Everybody knows this. "Ushloshim yom, ushloshi yamim, teisha b'dmei tahara." 33 days, she's tahar. Then it says, "She's tahar," meaning that she's allowed to be with her husband. That's what it means, tahar. It's not tahar. It's the opposite. "B'chol kodesh lo tziga," she can't touch any kodshim, and "b'la mikdash lo savo," she can't go on to the base of mikdash. "Ad melos yimei tahara," until her days of tahar are finished. Okay. So, Rish Lakish said, you see from here, that if a Tamei person touches Kodesh, you get Malkus for that. Rish Lakish, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan said that. Rish Lakish Amar Ein Aloka. I'm sorry. Rish Lakish Amar Loka. B'chol Kodesh Loziga. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Aloka. Hahu, that pasuk is B'Trumuksiv. That pasuk is talking about Truma. What on earth is going on? Let's look at Rashi. B'Trumuksiv. It says it, right? See the Rashi? The Truma Tziv. So Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say something brilliant. Well, the Rashi will explain it. It says, that pasuk is talking about Truma. How do you know? Could the Muchach say Pei Tekra? Because the end of the pasuk says, Ad Melos Yimei Tahira. She'irif Shimsha. You have to wait for nightfall. Yeah, you have to wait for nightfall. Wait a minute. Shehi Tovelis Yom Aruch. These 33 days is like one gigantic tvul yom. She's a tvul yom for 33 days. She tovelas b'shvi'i l'edasa. She goes to the mikvah on the seventh day for a boy. The seventh day after she has a baby. B'chol yimei tar shalah, and the entire 33 days, by the number is solvable for a female, for a girl, doesn't change anything. He kitovel es yom. She's like a tevel yom. Sorry. Will be yom arbav echad on the 41st day, mevia karbana. She has to bring a karban. So wait a minute. What does it mean when the pasuk says she can't go into the Beit HaMikdash? She can't go in anyway. Why can't she go in anyway? Because she has to bring a karban. When she finishes the 40 days, she can touch kodshim? Well, she can't. She didn't bring a carbon yet. Therefore, what does the word kodshim mean in this pasuk? Al karkach b'truma. Truma is the only kodshim that you don't have to wait to bring a carbon for. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's fucking talking about truma. Brilliant. Can't be talking about kodshim. Because kodshim anyway you can't eat till you bring a carbon. You're mechuser kippurim. Mechuser kippurim can't eat kodshim. Can't go onto the base of Mikdash ground. Till the Indian kodesh ad shetavi kaparasa. Kodshim goes by kapara. V'hachi mukmin in lahaikra b'yivamet ba'arel. We learned that in Yivamet this did. The kiva did a truma ksiv. Since this pasuk talking about truma, lo yalfin and malchus to kodesh. You can't learn Malkus from Kodesh. Garfilu b'kal v'chomer. You can't even learn from a kal v'chomer. If Truma, which is so lenient, was so machmir, then Kodesh would for sure so machmir. He's the Eimazir Minazin. You know how to do that. So the sense of Yochanan, this pasuk is talking about Truma. Well, that's Rashi. Come on, this doesn't make any sense. Right? But it's such a strong right. What does the pasuk do with that? Right? What does the pasuk do with that? Now, Virish Lakish, Hai Kra, L'hachi Hudasa. Is that really what this pasuk is coming for? Azhara l'ochel basar kodesh. No, this pasuk is talking about Rashi says tumas haguf. This pasuk is talking about someone who's tamei who eats kachim. Not someone who touches kachim. Someone who eats kachim. The itmar azhara l'ochel basar kodesh minayin. How do you know there's an isher not to eat? That's for someone tame to eat kachim. So Rish Lakish amar b'chol kodesh lo siga. Don't touch kachim. How does that mean? Don't eat kachim. We're going to see it in a minute. Rabbi Yochanan amar tani bardala. Rabbi Yochanan said it's gzei reshava. Issa, it's gzei reshava. Tumaso mi bias mikdash. It says v'hanefesh asher tochal basar v'zevach shlam asher l'Hashem v'tumaso olav v'nichros hanefesh ahimi ameha. That what? That if somebody eats kodshim, he gets courage for that, and it also says that kohanagia b'meit that there's another passage that says kohanagia b'meit b'nefesh ha'adam asher yomot lo yechte es mishkan Hashem timei b'nichrus ha'nefesh ahi. There's another passage that says malahalav, just like in one of the places talking about going onto the Beis Hamikdash onesh v'hizir. The pasuk says it's an onesh and a warning. Afkan, so too over here. Afkan, so too over here. Over where? By a tummy that eats kachim. Onesh for his ear. There's an onesh and there's a warning. Now, that's all good. The bottom line is, what's the question? The question is that Rish Lakish uses this pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga to teach me an isser that you're not allowed to eat kachim. How could we say before that it was an iser not to touch kachim? And we're going to answer, it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, Tamei shenaga the kodesh, a tamei person that touches kodesh, midaafke rachmana the lashon negia, since the Torah uses it with the lashon of negia, right? Azhara la'ochel, it's still a warning not to eat. Why? The iskash kodesh la'mikdash. Because we compare kodesh to mikdash. What does the pasuk say? It says, It says this again. This is talking about by a pregnant by a woman had a baby. What does it say? It says, "B'chol kodesh lo tiga," don't touch any kodesh. And then the pasuk says, "B'al mikdash lo savo," don't go on to the Beit HaMikdash. It says for Shlakish that "Kol kodesh lo tiga," "B'al mikdash lo savo." They're both mentioned, right? Just like that, "Bias mikdash," going on to the Beit HaMikdash ground. You get courage for that, right? Just like if someone goes onto the Beit HaMikdash ground, they get courage, so too the words of L'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga must mean something, that if you do it, you get courage. You don't get courage for touching kodesh. You only get courage for eating kodesh. The hackish. What? Yeah, pretty clear. Exactly, pretty clear. Now we'll just finish up. Tanya, you got that? I'm sorry, you got that? Tanya kavase de Rish Lakish. Now we actually have a bride that supports that. It says, b'chol kodesh lo tiga, azhara lo ochel. That's a warning not to eat basar kachim. Ata omer azhara lo ochel. You say it's a warning not to eat kachim. O eino ella linogeya. Maybe it's a warning not to touch. Talmud lomar, b'chol kodesh lo tiga, vel mikdash lo savo. Makish kodesh lemikdash. We're comparing the Beit HaMikdash to kachim. Ma mikdash, just like the Beit HaMikdash, dover, shiyesh bo, tilas neshama. It's talking about something that you get courage for. Af kodesh. So too the kachim. Dover, shiyesh bo, tilas neshama. The ibn ogeya, but just touching kachim, tilas neshama, mi yekla. There's no onish for that, no kachim for that, no courage for that. Ella, therefore, b'chotodesh l'tziga, must be talking about ba'achila. It must be talking about eating. Okay? So last night, Michael Foster sent me this whole chart, but I don't have it in my printer anymore. I couldn't print it out. I should send it to Michael. I couldn't print it. He wasn't thinking. It was so late. All right, so that's Gemara. Not so hard. Was it so hard in the end? No, it wasn't so bad, right? I overstated it? Okay, good. Good, I'm glad. All right, so, we'll pick up tomorrow, and everybody have a good day.